Become a generous leader. In the traditional approach to leadership, authority typically flows from the top down and is driven by specific deliverables tailored to each organization's objectives. For example, corporations prioritize maximizing shareholder returns, governments focus on nourishing economic growth, and charitable organizations aim to boost fundraising for their philanthropic missions. Under the transactional leadership model, leaders strive for sector dominance by delivering exceptional products or services with a relentless emphasis on efficiency and profitability. Generous leadership isn't about giving money. It's about helping people grow. Generous leaders focus on developing their team members, whether it's helping them advance in their careers or explore new paths. They care about their employees' personal and professional progress and work openly to benefit both them and the organization. Build relationships through effective communication. In business, it's common to focus on sharing information efficiently. However, it's also important to establish emotional connections when communicating with colleagues and employees. During the early days of the pandemic, author Joe Davis understood this well. He wanted to reach out to his vast workforce of 7,000 employees. Spending nearly an hour on each message, he carefully crafted a personal note for every individual. Despite initially feeling unsure about how personal he should be, he decided to share genuine feelings. To his surprise, his employees responded warmly to this approach. Meaningful communication at work helps support a positive atmosphere and boost productivity. It also strengthens the bond between leaders and their team members. This kind of environment encourages everyone to feel valued and trusted within the group, which is crucial for building strong teams. Fully adopt yourself to work. Leaders often believe in keeping their work persona separate from their personal life. But if you completely shut off your true self at work, you'll end up having superficial relationships with your colleagues and employees, based solely on work-related matters like data and numbers. This is a big loss for many reasons. For example, it hampers engagement because employees who feel a personal connection with their leaders and their workplace tend to be more enthusiastic about their jobs. People perform their best when they feel valued by their leaders and companies. It's crucial to establish personal connections because they matter. To make your colleagues or team members feel connected, always stay responsive. People appreciate leaders who listen and pay attention to them. Respect different perspectives, listen actively. Great leaders demonstrate generosity by giving people the space to articulate their perspectives and take the time to genuinely understand others' viewpoints. When leaders actively listen and seek to comprehend others, it demonstrates respect and encourages individuals to share their thoughts more openly. This level of understanding breaks down hierarchical barriers and promotes an environment where people feel valued for their experiences and opinions. Practicing empathy and openness not only enhances leadership but also enriches one's own worldview through diverse perspectives. In workplaces that emphasize measurable results, people often overlook the importance of understanding each other. Good managers stand out by being great at asking questions and really listening to the answers. Ensure everyone is included in this conversation. Encourage everyone in your company to join discussions and share their perspectives. This deliberate inclusivity recognizes that different viewpoints matter and that people experience the world in diverse ways. When we talk about inclusion here, we mean everyone. Truly inclusive discussions involve people from all backgrounds, whether they're entry-level workers or top executives. This includes individuals from various ethnicities, life experiences, and educational backgrounds. To get the best outcomes for your employees and your organization, make sure to involve a diverse group of people in company discussions. Encourage everyone to share their unique perspectives and ideas. This approach helps bring out fresh insights and promote a more dynamic workplace. Expand horizons. A young financial analyst at Boston Consulting Group experienced a profound shift in his approach to work when a senior executive named Davis invited him to join meetings with more senior colleagues. By participating in these high-level discussions, the analyst gained a clearer understanding of his role within the company and its broader significance. This opportunity helped him see how integral his work was to the organization, boosting his motivation and sense of purpose. While having a diverse workforce is crucial, many companies struggle due to blind spots in their cultures. Some leaders prefer making decisions in a top-down way rather than involving everyone in the process. Leaders might hesitate to adopt inclusivity due to fears of being challenged, discomfort in interacting with new faces at meetings, or concerns about disrupting the efficiency of their meetings. An effective way to promote inclusion is by forming short-term task groups to tackle specific issues or by occasionally holding update meetings that include employees not typically involved in regular sessions. Enhance top-level executive diversity. Over the past 20 years, the number of female managers in Fortune 500 companies has more than doubled, now comprising over half of all managerial positions. Despite this progress, the majority of top-level executive roles are still held by white males, with people of color significantly underrepresented in leadership positions. Specifically, only 6% of executives are people of color, and a mere 1% of CEOs are black. This highlights ongoing challenges in achieving diversity within corporate hierarchies. Leaders who are strong, generous, and caring can greatly impact their employees and company culture. They dedicate themselves to achieving diversity goals and addressing any discrimination based on race, religion, gender, or sexual identity within their organization. A good leader takes chances to help others. Standing up for your colleagues to boost diversity at work means giving everyone a fair chance to be heard and making room for others, even when it doesn't directly benefit you right away. Most people find that having allies at work boosts their careers. A study by BCC in Canada revealed that those with workplace allies are more likely to believe that discrimination doesn't affect their workplace. Additionally, research indicates that companies with diverse teams tend to achieve better financial performance. Identify, develop, and maximize talent potential. People strive to excel in their work and earn recognition for their skills. They also aim to improve through effort and experience, aspiring towards mastery. A capable leader can identify talented individuals and, with encouragement and guidance, help them develop and refine their abilities. Effective leaders are attentive and caring towards their team members, possessing the confidence to communicate honestly. Providing positive feedback for good work yields tangible benefits, promoting respect, pride, and motivation among employees. Exceptional leaders invest time and effort in identifying their employees' talents, enhancing individual growth, and strengthening team dynamics through deeper relationships and development opportunities. Develop effective leadership skills. A survey conducted in 2020 and 2021 asked 9,000 people worldwide about the traits they admired most in leaders. The top characteristic was the ability to recognize employees' value. Second on the list was the skill to coach and develop employees' abilities. To become a leader who can help employees grow, it's crucial to build strong relationships with them. This means acquiring and using the right leadership skills to nurture your team's talents. Instead of just pointing out flaws, offer helpful, positive feedback that focuses on people's strengths. Be clear and direct in your feedback, aiming to inspire improvement and development. Small acts matter greatly to your colleagues. Identifying people's talents takes time. It's not always about big actions. Sometimes, small efforts can have a huge impact. When you interact directly and sincerely with others, it shows you value and care about them. Even simple gestures can leave a lasting impression. Taking time for small gestures can lead to significant impacts over time. When you recognize individuals during important moments, you show them they're valued within the work community. As a leader, your task is to find ways to incorporate these small gestures into your daily routine, even though you're busy. You might question if these actions really matter, but research says they do. Small gestures like these make people happier, reduce their stress, and boost their overall satisfaction with life. Improve yourself to be your best version. Generous leaders not only help others grow but also undergo personal transformation themselves. By applying the principles of generous leadership in both personal and professional spheres, you can strengthen your sense of self and build warmer relationships with those around you. This inner growth equips you to create positive environments both at home and in the workplace. How can you, as a leader, evolve in a positive direction that benefits you, your team, and your company? Making changes and moving past old ways of doing things isn't easy. First, get out of your own way, and don't let analytical thinking paralyze you. On your journey as a generous leader, don't erect a wall between yourself and others, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Acknowledge that you're not always right and have a lot to learn. Recognize that you can meet your professional goals only within a team, and you want that team to be as cohesive, communicative, and inclusive as possible. Key points. 1. Prioritize generous leadership by focusing on developing your team's growth. 2. Communicate openly and emotionally to build strong relationships and boost productivity. 3. Integrate your true self into work to establish deeper, meaningful connections with colleagues. 4. Respect and actively listen to diverse perspectives to enhance understanding and inclusivity. 5. Champion workplace diversity to benefit company culture and performance. 6. Identify talent within your team to maximize potential and promote individual growth. 7. Evolve positively as a leader by adopting vulnerability, learning from others, and building a cohesive, inclusive team.